This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Coach Speak, it's going to be a fun day today. We're going to step outside the box a little bit and talk to a fan that went to the World Cup, but we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and, of course, their great personal relationships with their vendors, their designers, and their tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, let's get to the Clearwater product hotline right now. We're going to catch up with Eloy Mahrez, who just attended the World Cup in Kansas City. And Eloy is a good friend, and we want to hear all about it. Eloy, how's your day going today, man?
You know, it's busy, but it's good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'll tell you what. I want to hear, and our audience wants to hear, all about your trip. You went to Kansas City, and you saw the World Cup there. But to start off, what inspired you to make the trip, you know, with their daughters to experience the World Cup?
You know, we've been soccer fans for a long time, and the World Cup is like the event for us. We kind of got into it in 2018. 2022 got bigger, and partly because they moved the timeline, and it was in the fall and not in the summer. And then with it coming to the States, that we put in for almost every city we could get to, and we were lucky enough to get tickets to Kansas City with the first draw, so it wasn't overly expensive, but that's where we landed. And my daughter lives in Wichita, so that was really easy for us.
Your daughter Taylor,
Kansas City, yeah, we got friends in Kansas City, so they kind of hosted us, and it was a great event. We were going to try and get to a World Cup game. Would have loved to see the U.S. team, but World Cup was definitely our high second choice.
Absolutely. Well, for our audience, Eloy is no stranger to athletics, as his wife Karen had daughters, Ashton and Taylor, that were phenomenal volleyball players at Rocky Mountain High School, later went and played collegiately, and now they're out in the working world as well. And so it was great, I'm sure, to catch up and make a trip out of this. But how fun was it, just when you got to the stadium, what was the atmosphere of the stadium, and what did the girls comment on as well?
Yeah, so I'm gonna start a little earlier, Bruce, because we went to the Fan Fest first. And
okay.
My youngest daughter lives in Houston, which is also a host city, and she was able to get to a game earlier in the year, but she's been down to FanFest. She lives about a half mile from their FanFest, and we went to Kansas City. We went down to FanFest first, and it was Colombia and Ghana, and if you know right. anything about soccer fan bases, Colombia travels really, really well, and so it was like a Colombia home game for us to experience. But we went down to FanFest. We kind of walked around, had some drinks and food, and it wasn't overly busy, but Argentina was starting to play as we had to leave and get to the stadium, and we bought shuttle tickets, so they actually shuttled us from FanFest right down to the stadium. They dropped us in a parking lot. It was very well thought out, but the closer we got to the stadium, the more the energy level rose. And then they had a fan area outside the stadium, and it was all Columbia fans as we walked in. Getting in the stadium was really easy, but the closer you got to the stadium, the higher the energy level got. And then when you got in the stadium, it was crazy. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, it's ironic that you talk about Columbia. Terry and I were in a little establishment in Glenwood Springs, and the watching Columbia yesterday, or I guess it was the day before.
Yeah.
And the energy just in that building with Colombian fans was phenomenal. I mean, it was truly fun. Hey, Eloy, you've been to a lot of sporting events, you know, throughout your time. How did this compare to other major events?
You know, that's a great question. We were talking a little bit about that. Big Bronco fan for years. This energy level, I would equate to the Broncos playoff game overtime win against the Steelers in what, 2011? When
Tim Tebow hit. Was that the Demarius game?
Yeah, he caught that pass on the first play. Ran for the touchdown. The energy in that building at that moment is all I can equate it to, but it wasn't a moment. It kind of extended a little bit. And then when Columbia scored, it was off the charts.
Sure.
I can't even describe it. And then when they scored a second time and they called the goal back, the energy level got more intense. I don't even know how to describe it. It was absolutely amazing. You get those chills that run up your spine. That's what it was like.
But that's almost the sense we get on TV, is from beginning to end, there's that great energy, not as many ebb and flows as we might see when we're watching some of our sports over, you know, our sporting events. It's just constant. The energy just seemed constant. So now that the U.S. is out, of course, who is your favorite to win this event? Getting down to the final eight.
Yeah, such a good question. You know, we had a depressing end of week. Mexico lost, the U.S. lost, and Colombia lost. So we're kind of regrouping. my daughter really likes Argentina. France is tough to beat. But I'll tell you what, my money's on Norway. That Erik Haaland is so hard to cover. I believe that nobody wants to play them right now.
And Norway. So, okay. We heard it here on Coach Speak.
When
Norway wins it all, we may have to have a repeat performance. I don't know. But, hey, how did you develop such a great interest in soccer? Was it growing up? You're a graduate of Manual High School. Basketball's the big thing there. What intrigued you to get so intrigued with soccer?
You know, that when I was in high school, I used to think those soccer kids were crazy. They run all the time. Why would you want to do that? And so I wanted no part of it. But then when my girls were little, that's the only sport you can do for girls when they're small, and we wanted to keep them active. And so we got them involved in soccer. They fell in love with it. We learned a lot about the game. Here's what I like about soccer, and it's much like hockey and basketball. They're constant moving sports. There's no downtime. Love that about volleyball. And so we just kind of found this love, and then we start to learn the players, and then you start to learn the teams and the different leagues. And we don't really follow the European leagues as much as we maybe should, but we understand them. And when World Cup time comes, or Copa Cup, or, you know, we've been fans of the women's national team since the 90s when my girls were small. And so you just kind of layer in, and now I feel like that's our sport. That's what we love to watch together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, at what age did Taylor and Ashton decide, you know, volleyball's my thing and soccer no longer is part of our athletic ventures?
Yeah, so Taylor was probably 13. Ashton was 10 when she discovered volleyball, and you know, she's a really good athlete. She walked on the floor, and she was decent. and played soccer and volleyball at the same time, and we did that for a year, but it was just too demanding. Both sports are super demanding from a time standpoint. And so she kind of had to choose. And fortunately or unfortunately, she chose volleyball, but never lost that love for soccer.
Sure. Amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, Eloy, thanks so much for sharing your experiences. Now, when do you put in for tickets for the next go round? When do they come out? A year ahead? 2 years ahead?
You know, they opened up ticket selection or ticket draw in the fall. I think it was August of last year. We started putting our name in for this year.
Okay.
And we were awarded those tickets in October. We've never put our name in the hat. We talked about going to the Women's World Cup next year. I don't think that's going to happen, but I could see us traveling somewhere in the future.
First
time we've done that, and it was about a 10-month window, I believe.
10 months. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, have a great day. Thanks for sharing your experience, and we will be in touch. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have a great day, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Will do. All right. Eloy Mahrez and the experience of the World Cup. You see it so much on TV, but when you talk to people that have actually been to that experience, it's just nothing like we view on television. Hey, let's talk about the Fort Collins Foxes. We're going to have Coach Dave Fox up next, but from Wellington, but the Foxes are the collegiate program right now going on in summer baseball over in Fort Collins. They play at City Park. The level of baseball is very high and includes several Division I and all conference players. But last year the Foxes had an incredible 32-7 season, winning the league championship. For ticket and team information, visit FortCollinsFoxes.com. We'll be back with Coach Fox after these messages.
Building Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Two teams, no parades.
No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. I want to thank University of Napa Auto. Keep your families on the road to all practices and games safely with Napa Auto Parts, locally owned. And of course, they have the 12 Northern Colorado locations. Whatever you need for your car, they have it. They have everything you need for that vehicle. You've heard that Napa brand here on Coach Speak and KFK for years. They continue to support local and community high school athletes, wishing all the athletes in Northern Colorado participating good luck. And especially this weekend, all those baseball guys at the Gay Pondo tournament, you know, over at Rocky and various locations. We're going to get to the Clearwater Product Hotline right now and talk to one of the participants' coaches from Wellington High, Coach Dave Fox. Coach, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing good. Well, did you get a little downtime between that great run you had in state to summer ball?
I had Sunday and Monday off right after we got done playing. Tuesday we had our banquet. Wednesday we had our first practice for our summer team, and we were playing in a tournament in Fort Morgan the following weekend. So.
So no, you did not get any reprieve at all. But
hey,
that is the life of a high school baseball coach. But hey, Coach, how's the summer season gone for you? And talk about some of the developments you've seen with your guys.
Yeah, we've had a good summer so far. This will be our fifth tournament that we played in. We're also playing in an American Legion league. So we're playing some league games as well, and we're doing pretty good. We're 16-7-2. We've had two ties. We got a good mix of young guys and some older guys. We got five will-be seniors on the team. We got four juniors, five sophomores. We got one guy who graduated that wanted to keep playing, so we got him. So we got a good mix of some older guys that have played some varsity ball and some younger guys that will be playing varsity ball down the road. So,
well, that is a great mix. And you experienced this year actually losing a graduating class.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have to replace seven guys and some really strong leaders and some important ball players. So, but it's been fun this summer seeing some of these younger guys step up, and I'm pretty excited about the group that we have coming up.
You know, Coach, I'm so excited to hear you mention Legion baseball. I mean, it's been a traditional part of summer ball for so many years. It's had its ebbs and flows where it was, back in the day, the only summer participation, you know, and now that's dwindled a little bit. But a lot of teams seem to be coming back to Legion ball. Talk about your guys' experience with the league, the Legion League. Who's in it, and how many games do you play?
I got to give a shout out to our local American Legion Post 176 here in Wellington. They've done a great job over the past 3 years of supporting us and getting us shirts and taking, you know, paying our dues and stuff like that. So they've done a great job. We've got six teams in our league. We got a team from Aurora, Longmont, Fort Collins has a team. That's Fort Collins High School. We got a team. There's a team from Berthoud and Loveland, and then Mountain View High School puts together a team with Loveland High School. So six teams. We play about 10 league games, and then we have our state championship, which will be 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from tomorrow, I guess.
Right.
And, I love
that qualifier goes on to regionals, I believe.
That's correct. Yeah, the regionals this year, the Northwest regionals are in Medford, Oregon this year. So
Legion ball, it's that they do a great job, especially when it gets, you know, past that state level onto regionals and nationals. They take great, great care of teams. Hey, talk about the Gabe Pondo. I know it's a very special event for the guys over at Rocky Mountain High School and the Memorial Tournament. But talking to Coach Bullock the other day, man, this has grown. 12 16 and under teams, 12 18 and under teams. When do you guys start playing? Give us your schedule, Coach.
Yeah, Coach Bullock does a great job with this tournament, gets a lot of different schools to host games, and it's a good tournament with a lot of really good quality teams. We will be playing today against Timnath High School, their 18U team. We playing at Timnath at 12:30, and then tomorrow we got two games down at Windsor High School. We'll be playing a team 1-6. I think they're out of Denver. And then we'll be playing Windsor's team. And then we'll on Saturday we play Fort Collins, the LB baseball team that Tag Lane does there. And then depending on how we do in those four games, that'll determine what time we play Sunday and who our opponent is. But we're looking forward to it. You know, the kids get to swing the wood bats. They always get real excited about that. This is the only wood bat tournament that we play in this summer. And it's good competition. We're really looking forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing some really good pitching and some good teams. So,
You know, you mentioned the wood bats. When you guys are working out in the summer, do you do a lot of batting practice with the wood bats at all? Or is it just a kind of a short-term thing where you play this tournament knowing that that's kind of it?
Yeah, some of the guys like to. Some of the guys will take BP with wood bat and stuff. Obviously it really forces you to hit the ball with the barrel, right? You can't really cheat the wood bat very much, but I don't do anything specific with the guys to, you know, make them swing the wood bat or anything. I'd prefer they use their gamer just so they can get that dialed in. But if they want to swing a wood bat in practice, I'm all for it. I don't really like when they swing the wood bat in a game when they can use the metal. I tell them all the time, hey, if those major league guys, if you gave them the choice of what kind of bat to use, they would use a metal bat in a heartbeat, and they'd hit it about 500 feet. So, you know, the game of baseball is hard enough. You don't need to make it any tougher on yourself. But sometimes they'll pull the old wood bat out and do their thing.
Well, and of course, Major League, for the safety of pitchers and third basemen,
yeah.
It's a good idea they haven't gone there, but incredible power from those guys. But hey, Coach, what do you have left this summer? You mentioned the Legion Tournament. Is that how you guys wrap up your season with the Legion play?
Yep, that's about it. We'll play a schedule of about 35 games by the time we're done. So we're already at 25. We should get another five this weekend at least. And then we take kind of a week off. We're going to practice a little bit and get ready for that state tournament. And then, that'll be it. We'll finish things up by the end of July. And if we're lucky and fortunate enough to play a little longer, then, you know, we'll go into August, but That's our last big tournament.
Hey, Coach, how has the interest changed in baseball since you first arrived at Wellington and the school opened? Do they continue to increase?
You know, this past year we had a pretty big increase, especially in freshman players and some players that hadn't really played very much baseball, but were good athletes and just wanted to get out there. So that was real good to see. But otherwise, it's been pretty consistent. I think the town of Wellington, we have some baseball families out here and guys that play the game. So we've been pretty fortunate with our numbers, and hopefully we'll continue to see that.
Absolutely. Hey, with the, with the graduating seniors and the emergence of younger players, how important is summer ball to create that chemistry that I know you like to develop for your high school team?
Yeah, I love that part of it. I really do. And that's why it's important, I think, that we offer something for the guys. Because, you know, there's tons of clubs that they can go play for and travel a little bit further and things like that. And if that's what they want to do, that's fine with me. But I love being able to keep a core group around that play together all summer, because I do think it builds that camaraderie and that team chemistry that you're talking about. And that's one thing this past year that really helped us out, is we had guys that played together and played for each other, and it really showed towards the end of the season. And so I'm hoping with this big core group that we have here that's playing this summer, that they build that same kind of chemistry and we can move that forward into next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Coach, any of the guys that graduated, are any of them going on and playing at the next level?
Yeah, we've got Carter Whedon. He's signed with York University in Nebraska.
Sure.
Deegan Kaiser, who's actually playing on our summer team, also signed with York University, so he'll be going there. Luke Moore signed to play basketball at Bethel, I think it is, in Kansas.
Bethel, in Kansas, sure.
Yep, yeah, but he's actually talked to the baseball coach, and the basketball coach has okayed it, And I think Luke's going to try to do a little bit of both. His focus will be nice. Basketball, but he's going to try to keep pitching. And he's actually one of our POs this summer. He's actually pitching today against Timnath.
Oh, is
he's
he?
Done a great job this summer, yeah. And he loves the game. He loves being a part of it. Basketball is his priority, is number one. But he's hoping he can develop a pitcher as well. You know, Tanner Gray is playing D1 football up at Nevada. So he's not going to do baseball, but another senior we have, Enrique Odermann, he's playing club ball this summer, and he's still looking to find a place to play and talking to some coaches or trying to help him out a little bit. So
he has a good arm, Coach.
We got a good group. We got, four guys that are playing college athletics. For four or five, we'll probably have five by the time we're done, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty exciting for them.
Boy, that's phenomenal, really, for you guys and any school that can produce that many athletes to go on and play at the next level within your baseball program. Boy, kudos to you for that. And, you talk about Luke going to Bethel. What a great place to try to experience both.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I thought it was pretty cool that, we had talked a little bit about, because he had a good year pitching. He didn't pitch as much as some of the other guys, but he looked really good out there. And, I told him, just talk to your basketball coach first and see what he says. And he said, sure, talk to him. And so I hope it works out. I think that would be pretty cool.
I think it will. And, both coaches, that's what I love about some of the smaller schools, too. You get that cooperation, and there's still room for a kid to try to find out just which one he's going to land on give him the opportunity to play both. Go ahead,
and
Coach.
Luke's a big kid. I mean, Luke's 6'4". He did a tremendous job on the basketball court this past year for Wellington. But he's a big kid, and man, if he can still grow into that arm a little bit more. He can really spin the ball a lot. He can really, his off speed can really move. So you never know. You never know, 3 years in the weight room, and he gets up to 90 miles an hour or something.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, Coach, hey, thanks for hanging out with us a little today on Coach Speak. Have fun throughout the weekend, and, have a great rest of the summer with your guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for calling and checking in.
Absolutely. Coach Dave Fox of Wellington. And again, Gabe Pondo tournament today. Get out there and watch some. If you want to check out a schedule, it's rmbaseball.net. rmbaseball.net. And it will bring up the entire schedule for both the 18U's and 16U's and a lot of Northern Colorado participation. Hey, I want to thank Eaton A&W, of course. Eaton is that family-owned restaurant providing good food, good times, conveniently located right there off of Highway 85 on Oak Avenue right there in Eaton. Stop in and grab some lunch today. Get the Papa Burger or the Coney Cheese Dog, the cheese curds, and, of course, wash it all down with that great root beer and the frosty mug. But want to thank always our friends at Eaton A&W, great supporters, and get there. They are open till 9 p.m. tonight, so stop by. We'll be right back with another participant in the Gabe Pondo tournament.
.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The boys are itching for some football.
Are you ready for some football?
Keep it on Good Morning NoCo for the latest on the football teams you love.
Of all my rowdy friends.
fans are back for Monday night.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak as we continue our talk with coaches and players. Participate in the Gabe Pondo tournament over at Rocky Mountain. Well, looking forward also to tomorrow morning, though, with a little golf. We'll be out at the back nine in Timnath for a little competition, golf competition. But speaking of Timnath, let's get to that Clearwater product hotline. Let's bring on the coach of the Timnath Cubs, baseball coach Alex Anaya. How are you, coacher?
Hey, Coach, how you doing? I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
Are you having a good summer?
Oh, summertime, as you know, it's the best. You know, being a teacher and just coaching baseball, and I'm having a great summer. Thank you. How about you?
Well, it's fantastic. You always want summer to slow down a little bit. You know, favorite holiday, July 4th, but it seems like it goes so fast after that. But anyway, hey, coacher, evaluate your team this summer. How they been doing?
Well, yeah, we have three teams for the high school going right now, our 18U, nice. Our 16U, and our 15U, and our 18U is, you know, pretty much all next year's varsity. We have a couple graduated seniors that have stuck with us that are playing college ball next year that are, helping us out, obviously, on the mound and then on defense and everywhere. But we're doing well this summer, competing in all the tournaments. That's all we've done pretty much at all three levels. Have just played tournaments and. Yeah, Coach Furtner is running our 18U, and we're doing weight programs. So they stay busy with baseball, but they have a lot of time for if they're multi-sport athletes and or for other family summer activities. Because we go weights a few days a week, and then tournaments are usually Thursday through Sunday. And it's been going well.
And then start over. Absolutely. You know, it's exciting to hear that you are allowing your graduating seniors that are going on to play with you. I think that's phenomenal. A lot of coaches that just, concentrate solely on next year's team. And I think that's fantastic that those guys are going on to play. Hey, speaking of those seniors, coach, where are they going next year to continue their career?
So the two that we have on our team, Dane Wyman, I know I've spoken highly of him and a lot about him in the past. He's going to California to play JUCO ball at Feather River College, kind of there in the mountains there in northern Colorado. So excited for him. He's going there to pitch. He's gonna seems like a great spot for him. And then Colton Mitchell, he's the other graduate senior that's with us, and yes. He just signed with Mesa Community College in Arizona.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. Wow, that is,
and he'll have the chance to hit and pitch. So it's a great spot for him, as he's sky's the limit for him and what he can do at the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what improvements have you seen from your younger guys that will be returning to varsity this next year, Coach?
We've seen a lot of our two senior pitchers, rising seniors next year that, we've been really are the future for this upcoming season. And Jonah Ryan and Connor Novick, they've been pitching really well as starters every tournament that we've been in. And Jonah's been playing really well defensively and hitting. And then as a returner, Breck Ader at our catcher, he's continuing to do what he's always done and just hit the ball really well and play solid defense.
Fantastic. Hey, ironically, I didn't even know when the show started that you guys are playing Wellington today. You're hosting Coach Fox's team. But, hey, what's it mean to be in the Gabe Pondo Tournament too? I know Coach Bullock and the Rocky community, this is a very special event for them, and you're helping out hosting. What does that mean to you, Coacher?
Yeah, we've every year we've had a summer team at Timnath, we've been part of the Gay Pondo tournament, and Coach Bullock, he just does a tremendous job of getting it organized and putting on the showcase that was happening this morning, and giving kids from around the area the opportunity to showcase in front of a bunch of colleges, and then just a well-organized tournament, and it's just awesome that it's all here and around Fort Collins, Timnath, and Loveland, but yeah, we're excited to host. It's the first time we're hosting for our 18U. We've hosted 16U in the past 3 years, I believe, and so yeah, they just do a great job with it, and we're happy to be a part.
Yeah, historically, there have been some fantastic players come through this tournament. Of course, several from Rocky, but all schools that have participated, there's been some great, great players. Talk about your schedule. I know you play today. Talk about the remaining schedule for the Cubs.
Yeah, they play Wellington today. And I believe Wellington's kind of in the same boat. They got a few graduated guys on their summer team. I think they, so that should be a good game, as it always is against Wellington. And then, doubleheader today, and then one game Friday morning, one game Saturday morning, and then we'll see where we land after all of that come Sunday.
Hey, Coach, how do you balance, you know, club ball is so, you know, evolved, so popular, and teams like you, you love to keep some of your guys together. How do you keep that balance going at Timnath?
Yeah, and that's, I think, the biggest struggle for most teams. You know, they see the all the things that are offered from joining a club team and what that can bring. But we really, you know, since day one, we want all our guys to play together in the summer. We want to build that camaraderie. We want to just do something special here at Timnath. But, yeah, we've lost, I think, three out of the total, out of the full program to different club teams this summer. But for the most part, our guys are sticking with it, and each year if a player leaves, that gives another chance for a player who may be, you know, a younger player to play up on the 18U's. Like for this year example, we got Topher Walters, who's going to be a sophomore next year, who's just a standout hitting, and then he's just so versatile pitching, second base, catcher, so you know, if a couple of our other guys would have stayed, we wouldn't have been able to see Topher, and so that's kind of the benefit of, you know, if someone leaves, we get to see somebody else. But obviously, we want all our guys to stick together, and you know, that's the main goal. And it's tough because these clubs offer a lot, and but we're trying to, especially at the 18U, trying to mimic what some of those top clubs do and go out of state and play in these bigger tournaments and all this stuff.
You know, and I think you answered that really good. That's all programs are facing that, you know, the great success, you know, historically in Fort Collins that Coach Bullock has had, you know, that's an example how teams can mostly stay together, but you're always going to have some kids, you know, that want to do different things during the summer. And, you know, I guess the important thing, Coach, as long as they're playing and getting better.
Yeah, that is true. As long as they're playing ball and learning and growing, but and you know, selfishly, I would love everybody to stay and keep building something here at Timnath that I believe is continuing to grow and get better every year and becoming more special. And it's fun. We're trying to start some feeder teams now, so I'm coaching my son's 9U team. And then we have hopefully a 13U team in the works, and then keep filling in the gaps with more teams, so they could be Timnath Cubs for all the way up to high school through high school, and that's our goal here in Timnath.
Absolutely, and I know you will get that job done and have a lot of fun doing it along the way. Hey, end of summer, anything special that Coach Anaya gets to do between summer baseball and the start of the school year?
Oh, yeah. We every year we have a long camping road trip, usually with my father-in-law, Greg Brock, and my family, and we whether it's last year we went up to Glacier National Park, back down through the Tetons, we just spend time in the mountains, beautiful areas, and so that's coming up on the end of summer before school starts and getting back in the full. That's the plan.
I'm sure there's a little baseball talk between you and father-in-law.
Oh yeah, I told him one of these trips I gotta record it and just get his whole story because he's got endless stories of all his playing days and.
I'm sure.
Dominican, Venezuela, Dodgers, Brewers. Yeah, I gotta get it recorded one of these days.
What a great player he was, and I know that's a big part of your family. And have a great trip once that starts, and get a little downtime as well, Coach.
Yes, it's good talking to you. You have a great rest of your summer, and
all right, look forward to talking to you. Coach Alex and I at the Timnath Cubs. Built that program, done a great job. And yes, they are helping host the Gay Pondo tournament. Once again, if you want to look at a schedule, rmbaseball.net, and you will be able to see all the tournament of that schedule. Let's take a break and we'll be back to wrap up Coach Speak after this.
And 1310 KFKA. CSU is officially in the Pac-12. What does it mean for the Rams? Listen to The Hull Show weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, welcome back to Coach BK. I want to thank Eloy Marez for sharing his experience of the World Cup. Also thanks to coaches Alex Anaya, Dave Fox, and get out and watch some of the Gay Pondo tournament. Various ballparks hosted by Rocky Mountain High School. Hey, make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.